This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Trucks in America had to start using low-sulfur fuel some years back. Sulfur is bad for health and fouls up other pollution controls. This week, the International Maritime Organization could decide to make ships at sea also convert, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The new requirement will cut the amount of sulfur allowed in shipping fuel by about 85%.
The net impact would likely be higher daily operating costs for the shipping industry, which is not the most welcome news in this current climate for the industry.
That's Amit Mehrotra, lead shipping analyst at Deutsche Bank. He says a ship's daily operating cost could rise by $15,000 to $30,000 a day. The shipping business is suffering from overcapacity, so some companies want to push the rules back from 2020 to 2025. More time for refiners to produce enough fuel, more time for shippers to modify their fleets. Bud Dar is with the Cruise Lines International Association. He says the rules allow for another solution, installing scrubbers to filter ships' emissions.
That's an alternative method to get an equal or better environmental result. And our industry has invested hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in that technology.
Either way, increased costs for shippers could mean higher prices on goods. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.